好，今天的经文。
I'll read in English and Hui Min will read in Chinese. Mark chapter 6, verse 1. Jesus left there and went to his hometown, accompanied by his disciples.
好，请牧师念念英文的。
念中文。
哦，念中文 ，sorry。耶稣离开那里，来到自己的家乡，门徒也跟从他。
When Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were amazed. Where did this man get these things? They asked. What this wisdom that has given to him that he even does miracles?
到了安息日，他在会堂里教训人，众人听见就甚稀奇，说这人从哪里有这些事呢？所赐给他的是什么智慧呢？他手所做作的是何等的异能呢？
Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? And his sister here with us? And they took offense at him.
这不是那木匠吗？不是玛利亚的儿子雅各、约西、犹大、西门的长兄吗？他妹妹们不也是在我们这里吗？他们就厌弃他。
Jesus said to them, Only in his hometown, among his relatives, and in his own house, is a prophet without honor.
耶稣对他们说，大凡先知，除了本地亲属、本家之外，没有不被人尊敬的。
He could not do any miracles there, except lay his hands on a few sick people and heal them.
耶稣就在那里不得行什么异能，不过按手在几个病人身上治好他们。
And he was amazed at their lack of faith. Then Jesus went around teaching from village to village.
他也诧异他们不信，就往周围乡村教训人去了。
Today's message topic is heavenly revelation versus earthly knowledge.
今天的信息是讲属天启示与属地知识。
This is a time that after 2 years Jesus' ministry.
这个在耶稣这个传道两年以后。
There are three groups of people that we would get into.
我们会认识有三种人。
The first one is Jesus, and the second is his disciples.
第一是耶稣自己，第二是耶稣的门徒。
And then the multitude, including hometown fellows and his relative and family members.
另外就是所谓的群众，包括他家乡的人。
And apparently, Jesus had made some progress and gained some reputation, and he now returned home.
这个是在耶稣已经在外地，已经名声已经传开以后，他回到本乡。
He not just came home by himself, but with his disciples or followers.
他不但自己回到家乡，而且他的门徒也跟着他。
And if you remember, there were two times amazed was used in the text.
Sorry.
这里有两次呢，用惊讶的字句啊，在啊这个刚才所读的经文的里面。The first time was the multitude in Nazareth. They were amazed at Jesus.
这里用过两个惊讶的字。第一个是这个拿撒勒的这些群众。
And the second time was Jesus was amazed at them. So 第二次呢，耶稣呢对这个这些人呢有惊讶啊。第一次是那些群众啊对他很惊讶。结果呢？最后的第二次呢，是耶稣对这些群众也非常的惊讶，所以这个字呢，amaze, actually surprise greatly, something like it should be but turn out not, or it should not be but turn out yes, 这个惊讶这个意思就是很惊奇哈，有些事情呢本来应该这样，结果不是这样子，或者是其实应该不应该这样子，结果呢竟然是这样，这个叫产生了一个很大的惊讶。How can it be, or how can this happen? That is their mind.
所以他们的心里就觉得，这怎么会是这样一回事呢？ 他们觉得很惊讶。
And the multitude, they respond as amazingly is because they said, where did this man get these things? They ask, what this wisdom that has given him that he even does miracles?
所以我们看到这些群众，他们的惊讶就是说，哎，这人从哪里有这些事呢？所赐给他的是什么智慧呢？他手所行的是何等的异能呢？
If you listen very carefully, then you will find out the tone from their hearts.
所以你如果仔细地听的话，可以从他的这个所谓的言由心造，你就可以从听出他们心里的话是什么。
Where did this man get these things? That means these things is not belong to Jesus. He may just borrow or copy or even stole from somebody else, not belong to Jesus.
他们说这人从哪里有这些事呢？言下之意就说，哎，很可能耶稣是从别的地方或者别人那边借过来的。
And then he said, "What's this wisdom that has been given him?" That means that wisdom is not from him, but from somebody else, but just given to him.
所赐给他的是什么呢？什么智慧呢？表示这个智慧不是从耶稣自己本身来的，是从别的地方赐下来给他的。
He even does miracles. That means they heard about his reputation. He did some miracle outside the hometown, and they say he even does miracles. That means he should not be capable to do this, but he does even does miracles.
然后他们说他手所做的是何等的异能，就是一种很惊讶，觉得这个人好像不应该有这种异能。
That is beyond his capability.
应该是超过他的本能的。
Above his ability.
他不应该有这样的能力。
And maybe he just do some magic.
哦，也许他是有一种所谓邪术。
See, the attitude from the multitude toward Jesus is like a poor kids with ragged clothes, but with a whole box of seeds can a chocolate.
他们对耶稣的印象就觉得这是一个穷人的儿子，他怎么能够买得起这种很贵的一个巧克力糖呢？
Where did you get this? This should not be yours.
有人就问，哎，你这个穷小子哪里来的巧克力糖？你言下之意就说你根本买不起这个东西。
Who gave you the whole box of C's chocolate?
谁给你的这一盒糖呢？
So they were amazed.
所以这就是他们惊讶的原因。
And there's a reason why they came up with this kind of tone.
所以他们有这样的惊讶在心里是有原因的。
Because they said, "Isn't this the carpenter?"
因为他们说这不是那木匠吗？
We remember him because he worked for us before, and he made furniture. Maybe he came to our house to repair and build something, and we pay him the minimum wages.
我们都这是雇佣过这个木匠哈，耶稣这个木匠，我们甚至还在我们家里做过这个家具等等的，然后我们还付他就是所谓的最低的工价而已。
Isn't this Mary's son？ 这是玛利亚的儿子吗？
而且我们都知道的，他的知根知底的，他父母我们都知道他是谁啊，他不是玛利亚的儿子吗？我们都认识啊。
We know Jews when they talk about father and talking a person, they always use father's son, but they never use mother's son.
那我们知道犹太人传统是当提到某某人的儿子，往往是提示父亲的名字。
But they say, "Is this Mary's son?"
这里很特别的提的是玛利亚，她妈妈的名字。
We knew the history that Mary conceived by Holy Spirit before she got married.
那我们知道玛利亚她是从圣灵所生的耶稣，在她未婚以前就从圣灵怀了孕。
There's suspicion surrounded by the whole town.
所以这些所谓这个家乡的人就已经这个谣言四起了，大家心里都有怀疑。
They gossip about Jesus was born out of wedlock.
所以这个一些八卦的这个谣言就四起啊，认为这耶稣是所谓婚外情侣所生下来的。
And the brothers of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon and his sister here with us.
然后另外他的这个弟弟妹妹们，我们不都是认识的吗？不都是在我们这里吗？
They use the information around them and to verify Jesus.
他们就用他们自己所知道有限的这些知识来认定耶稣。
How about ourselves?
那我们呢？我们是不是也是这样呢？
How you evaluate the situation or assess another person?
你是怎么样来衡量别人呢？你是不是也是用你所知道的有限的这个消息来衡量别人呢？
Today's topic is heavenly revelation versus earthly knowledge.
所以今天的信息主要是讲属天的启示与属地的知识。
How our earthly knowledge came from?
我们的属地的知识是由哪里来的呢？
Anybody know?
有没有人知道的？
From the very beginning, how our earthly knowledge start?
我们这所谓的属地的知识最初那个源头是从哪里来的呢？
If you know, you can raise your hand.
啊，可以举举手啊，如果知道的话。
Okay.
有没有人知道？
Give me some. Where it came from? What? From your mom? Wow, cool.
从妈妈来的，有人说从妈妈来的。
Her mother will be very proud of her.
妈妈一定对你很骄傲。
Our very first knowledge started from our mouth.
Starting from our mouth?
Mouth.
OK, 我们最开始的，我们这些知道这些消息是从我们的口开始的。
When you watch little kid,
你去看这个小孩子哈。
Whenever they got something, where they put?
他们一拿到什么东西的话，他们第一个放在什么地方？
They put into mouth.
一定是往嘴里放，嘴里塞的。
Let my mouth decide what's going on about in everything.
用我的嘴巴来察觉。任何的事情。
Don't take it light. That little one is start to learn something.
所以其实这个时刻也是蛮重要的，因为这个小孩子就从那一刻就开始学东西了。
It doesn't matter what is it, but it tastes good or bad. That's all they care.
这个他们就从嘴巴来尝试这个东西好或者坏。
So our knowledge started with this tube, from the mouth all the way to the bottom.
所以我们所有的一些东西就是从嘴里开始，然后一直到从上到下。
Whether I eat well or sleep well，
我不管我吃得好或者睡得好，好不好
？Whether my diaper wet or dry，
我的这个纸尿布是干的还是湿的
？Am I comfortable? Do I feel good？
我觉得舒不舒服呢
？This is our beginning for our earthly knowledge.
这就从我们的嘴来表达我们所知道。
Gradually, we extend into our five senses.
然后慢慢从嘴开始，传到我们所谓的这个五个知觉。
This is how we build our earthly knowledge.
这就是我们开始储存建立起我们所谓的属世的知识。
And all center with me, me, me.
那所有的一切都是以自我为中心，我为中心。
And this is how we build our earthly knowledge.
这就是我们怎么样来建造出我们的所谓的属地的知识。
And this starts to form our verification system. Verification.
这个就从我们能够所谓那个印证的这个系统来开始。
And this how the Jesus fellows, hometown fellows.Verify Jesus.
这也是耶稣的他的同乡，怎么样能够来印证认识耶稣
？These information are we know already.
他们就由他们已经知道的一些消息、一些知识。
The carpenter, Mary's son, and those people's brother and sister.
这不就是这个一个木匠而已吗？不就是玛利亚的儿子吗？然后不就是这些人的他的弟兄姐妹吗？我们都认识的。
So they try to use this system to verify Jesus.
他们就用这些东西来认识耶稣。
Is this verification system reliable?
像这样的一种认证的、认识的这方法，是不是好呢？有没有效呢？对不对呢？
The whole universe nowadays, the modern physics, they tell us, actually, the whole universe about 96% composed with dark fluid.
其实整个宇宙的所谓的宇宙有大概96%是所谓的暗流体
dark fluid，
呀、yeah, 暗的流体。
And then among those 96%, 23% we call dark matter。
然后有30%是我们叫做所谓的暗物质。
And then 73% is dark energy.
那大概有73%属于所谓的暗能量。
So these 96% in the whole universe is called dark fluid.
所以整个的宇宙里面有96%，我们叫做所谓的暗流质。暗流。
And the modern astrophysics and cosmology cannot. Today's physics cannot.Identify those stuff, 96%.
那我们今天所谓的天体物理学跟所谓的宇宙学没有办法能够找出这96%的这个所谓的暗流体。
We cannot regulate, we cannot study, we cannot simulate, we cannot apply. So Newton and Einstein's law cannot work on these 96% dark fluid.
所以可见宇宙中有96%的这个东西是我们不能够以现有的科学，其实像爱因斯坦这样的伟大的科学家也没有办法去找出，也没有办法去认识它，也没有办法去研究它。96%是我们没有办法知道的。
The knowledge we got today, we only work on those 4%.
然后我们所有的知识也只能够去认识去研究这剩下的4%。
And for those 4%, if you know, you truly know 1/1,000,000th of that 4%, you can get a PhD degree.
所以说呢，剩下的4%的里面，如果你只能知道是一点点、一点点、一点点的东西，你就可以拿了一个博士学位。哦，这边博士好像。
And this is this is our verification system.
这就是我们人能够所能够那个找出来所谓的印证的这个方法。
Now we need to pull it back a little bit.
好，我们再回来再看一下。
The whole universe, actually, God is not inside there. He is above that.
那这个所谓的伟大的宇宙，其实神不是在这个宇宙里面，神是在这个宇宙之上。
And we are not able even totally understand those 4%.Not even talking about those 96%. How can we really understand God above all these stuff?
我们能知的4%，我们都还不全明白。然后有96%是我们超乎我们能够了解的。那更何况那个是超越宇宙之上的神呢？
If God intended to hide from you, you have no chance to know Him at all.
如果神 要不想让你知道一些东西的话，你是没有办法去知道的。
Unless he is willingly choosing you to reveal to you, to disclose to you.
除非他选了你，然后要让你知道，让你明白这件事情。
And Nazareth fellows say, "Isn't this carpenter? Isn't Mary's son?" etc. etc.
那我们看到这个他的这个同乡里的人讲的这些话，你就觉得有点可笑。
We somehow stuck into our verification system. It's like a box. We are stay inside, and gradually we thought this box is the whole world.
我们人有个毛病，就常常把我们自固步自封，就是封在一个小小的这个所知道的那么一点小的箱子里面。
And this turned out earthly knowledge.
那这个小箱子里面东西就是所谓我们的属地的知识。
And we can find many, many people in this box, and they feel so proud. They know everything.
那我想我们都会认识一些人哈，就是他们只锁在这个小小的盒子里面，但是他们觉得自己是非常的伟大。
And verse 4, Jesus said to them, only in his hometown, among his relatives, and in his own house, is a prophet without honor.
第四节，耶稣对他们说，大凡先知除了本地亲属本家之外，没有不被人尊敬的。
I did say this to my wife all the time.
我常常对我太太说这句话。
What that mean honor?
什么叫做被人尊敬呢？
Actually, honor is very simple.
其实尊敬这件事是很简单的。
Treat a person as he is.
就是以这个人是怎么一个人就同样的对待这个人，就这样待他。
We treat God as God. We treat man as man. That's honor.
当我们讲到尊敬的时候，我们尊敬神就是把神当成神，然后把人当成人，这就是尊敬。
The chaos in this world is we treat God as man and we treat man as God.
我们人的混乱的根源就是因为我们把神当成人来看，然后把人当成神来看。
And let's see how the Bible said Jesus about Jesus.
我们看一下圣经是怎么来讲耶稣的。
John chapter 1.
我们看一下。
This is Apostle John said.
约翰福音第一章。
Verse 9 to 11. The true light, that means Jesus, that gives light to every man was coming into the world.
好，约翰福音第一章九到十一，是吧？好，我们看一下哈，九到十一。那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。
He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him.
他在世界，世界也是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。
He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him.
他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
So not recognize and not receive him.
所以就是不认识他，然后也不接待他。
And that is without honor.
这叫做就对神没有他应得的尊敬、尊荣。
And what Jesus said about he himself.
那么看耶稣他是怎么来说自己的呢？
In John chapter 3,
我们看约翰福音第三章
verse 11, I tell you the truth, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, but still you people do not accept our testimony.
第三章第十一节，我实实在在告诉你，我们所说的是我们知道的，我们所见证的是我们见过的，你们却不领受我们的见证。
I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things?
我对你们说地上的事，你们尚且不信。若说天上的事，如何能信呢？
So without honor means not recognize, not receive, not accept, and not believe.
所以我们讲到这个尊没有尊没有尊敬，就是表示不认识他。不接受他，而且不相信他。
In verse 31, the one who comes from above is above all. The one who is from the earth belongs to the earth and speak as one from the earth. The one who comes from heaven is above all.
所以我们看到第三章第三十一节，从天上来的是在万有之上，从地上来的是属乎地的。他所说的也是属乎地，从天上来的是在万有之上。
See, now it's kind of distinguished heaven and earth. They are totally separated.
所以我们知道天跟地 是完全分开的。
Verse 32 says, He testified to what he had seen and heard, but no one accepted his testimony.
So, 我们看到当耶稣来他做自己做见证的时候，没有人愿意，没有人相信，没有人接待，没有人接受。
Verse 33 says, The man who has accepted it has certified that God is truthful.
那我们看到第三十一。
三十三。
哦，三十三 ，sorry， 第三十三，那领受他见证的就印上印，证明神是真的。
For the one whom God has sent speak to the words of God, for God gives the Spirit without limit.
所以神所差来的就说神的话，因为神赐圣灵给他是没有限量的。
Jesus told the exact truth that I am from heaven and you are in earth.
所以当耶稣说我是从天上来的，你们是属地的，他讲的完全是实话。
The earth knowledge cannot understand heaven.
你们以属地的知识是完全不能够明白属天的知识是怎么一回事。
Then, is there any hope or chance for us?
那这么讲来，我们是不是有任何的希望呢？有能够改变什么 事情吗
？Because the fellows they respond to Jesus with amazing response that Jesus couldn't do anything among them.
那我们看到在这个马可福音，这些人因为不信，所以神就不能够在那边做什么。
The Almighty cannot do anything.
我们看到这个伟大的神居然在这个小乡村里面不能做什么事。
So there is a limitation for omnipotence of Jesus.
所以像这个耶稣这么有大能的，居然还被局限住了。
He actively withdrew his omnipotence to these people.
他就甚至就从那个地方就退下来了，离开了。
So we may know whether I may experience God's power. Actually, this is the criteria.
So we know, 我们能不能够真的经历到神的属天的大能的话，这就是重点。
But you can see that even among the fellows, he still lay his hand and healed some people. So apparently, those people are quite different from other fellows.
所以我们看到耶稣还是能够在几个人的身上按手 来医病，可见的这几个人跟那些其他的众人有些不同的地方。
They respond to Jesus with the right attitude.
因为他们对接待耶稣是一个正确的态度来接待他。
Jesus would like to bring the message, his revelation to us.
因为耶稣是要把他的信息以及他告诉我们，也要与我们是有相对的关系的。
So faith actually started from God's revelation.
所以其实信心呢，就从这个神的这个
启示。God gives Bible, God gives nature, and God gives His testimony, and God gives His church.
那我们知道神用大自然界与他的话语圣经来启示我们。
And once you sense that you may understand, then the only response from you is just totally accepting and receiving.
所以当你能够了解的时候，你唯一的能做的就是领受而已。
So when you read the Bible, you will sense that certain portion that you understand, you think you canAccept it.
当你读经的时候，有时候你会读到以某一段，你觉得你明白了，你就可以接受，就可以领受。
Or maybe you heard the message, certain portion that you think I can accept it. I understand that.
或者是你听到某一段，你觉得哦，这我明白了，我就可以领受了。
The portion that you can appreciate, you need to receive it and accept it.
你能够了解的那个部分，你就要。领受。
See, we drive the car onto the freeway from the local street, we need to go through ramp.
所以当我们从这个普通的马路要上这个 freeway 的时候，我们要经过一个
交流道。
The
ramp is the connection.
这个交流道就是这个一个桥梁式桥梁一样。
So when you read Bible or listen to the message, there will provide some ramp for you.
所以当你是读经或者听到的时候，你就会有一些所谓的交流道。
That portion, you need to take it and accept it and receive it.
所以那一段的东西，你就必须要领受，必须要接受，能够领受。
But anyone know that nobody would stay just at the ramp and not go further.
那我们知道，每一个人开车人都知道，你不可能一直停在那个交流道上面，要进 freeway 那个交流道，你一定要往前的哈。
And how we respond to that?
那我们应该怎么做呢？怎么样往前呢？
We need to receive that portion and then bring this portion, the very portion that I understand, I appreciate, into my prayer and meditation.
所以你就把你明白了解的那一段道，你就能够默想，然后呀自己要默想。
And then you need to ask God to reveal to you.
然后你要请神能够启示给你。
And the Holy Spirit will open and disclose to you what's going on.
然后圣灵就会开启你的眼心眼，让你知道这是怎么一回事。
The portion you understand or appreciate is still earthly knowledge.
你那一段所能了解的那一段，可能还是属地的知识。
Only until the Holy Spirit reveal to you.Then it will start the heavenly revelation.
只有当这个圣灵能够启开你、启示你的时候，这个知识才能够转换为属天的。
In our case, you remember, sometimes you listen to the message or reading the Bible, you were touched, but then you just walk away.
我们大概都有这个经验哈，有时候你听到一段道或者读了一段圣经，你觉得很被受感动，但是你一走开了以后，就好像就变成没事了。
It's just like the car pulled back from the ramp onto the local street.
就好像你从这个交流道上面退下来，退回到普通的马路上。
That truth does not belong to you.
那你这个领受的这点道也变成不属于你的了。
Then you need to beTake that and ask God to reveal to you. And somehow, many, many people got this experience. They got revelation. They were revealed what truly mean in spirituality.
So, we have this experience. At this time, you need to ask God to reveal to you. We will have this experience. When God reveals to you, you will really experience the spiritual truth.
Any revelation from God always asks response and in action.
所以当神启示你的一些道理的时候，你一定会有这个回应，而且一定会有所行动的。
Then you need to respond in obedience.
所以你的行为，你的回应的行为就应该是要能够顺服。
And right after the obedience, then you will personally receive the experience, the spiritual experience.
所以当你真的顺服了以后，你才能够得到这个所谓的属灵的这种经验。
Until then, you receive that spiritual reality.
然后你才能够真正的得到这个属灵的这个真理。
And then the truth belongs to you.
然后这个真理才会真正的变成是你的。
And what we gain is spiritual growth.
然后我们得到的就是属灵的上的一种成长。
This is the faith journey.
这就是信心的道旅途。
So through this process, which portion you may miss mostly?
所以我们自己可以看一下哈，在这个整个这一段旅程中。我们最容易这个失去的、迷失去的是哪一段
？Do you read Bible so you may receive God's revelation？
你是不是有经常读经呢？所以你能够得到神的启示呢
？You open your heart so you can receive and accept。
你是不是有把你的心房打开，所以你能够领受，能够接受。
Once you were touched, do you bring those to prayer and meditation?
So, 当你能够有所感动、领受的时候，你有把它摆在祷告跟这个默想中吗？
Has Holy Spirit provide you power to be obedient?
那圣灵有没有感动你，给你这个大能，让你能够顺服呢？
That's a process, very simple.
所以其实这是一个，并不是一个很复杂的。
And that is why Jesus' hometown fellows they missed.
这就是耶稣的这个同乡的这些人，他们所没有得到的东西，他们所失去的。
They may receive revelation.
他们有得到所谓的一些启示。
But they don't have accepting attitude and receiving.
但是他们没有这种很愿意接受领受的这种心态。
Not even mention prayer and meditation.
就更连这个祷告啊、默想这个根本不就不再提，就不用提了。
And without obedience.
然后也不顺服。
So that's why Almighty God cannot do any miracle among them.
所以说，这个这么有大能的神，居然在他们那里面就是没有什么不能够有所作为。
Can God?Do some miracle in your life.
神能不能在你的生命里面能够做一些行一些奇迹异事呢？
And Jesus was amazed at their lack of faith.
那耶稣对他们这个不信，他们的小信，也觉得非常的讶异。
See, the faith journey, all we need just a breaking point. Once it break in, or break out, breakthrough, then we will start the journey.
所以我们在这个信心的这个旅途中，我们常常需要一个突破点。当我们有这个突破点以后，我们就可以很顺利的完成这段旅程。
I heard many people say, "I don't know the whole Bible. How could I believe?"
啊，有很多人告诉我说，我没有办法了解明白这个整本圣经，那我怎么能够相信呢
？Actually, you don't need to.
事实上，你不需要了解整本圣经。
You can start your journey.
你不需要完全明白，你之前你就可以开始你这个旅程。
Whatever you have received and you appreciate, that is a beginning point.
所以你只要能够有那么小小一点领受，然后你也很有感动的话，这就是你这个旅途的开始。
See, when you see the nature, you feel this is magnificent.
所以当你看到这个大自然的时候，你觉得这个大自然是多么的美妙。
You already got that touch.
所以你已经有那么一点点的接触点了。
So you keep that in the prayer. Say, tell me, God, tell me what's going on. You want to talk to me something?
So you can pray. 你这个时候就在祷告中跟神讲说，神啊，你是不是要告诉我一些事情呢？请你告诉我。
And maybe Bible study or the message you heard. If anything touch you, just grab that portion, touch you, and bring that touch to the prayer.
所以当你在这个祷告读经或者是这个主日这个正道的时候，你能够有那么一点点的领受，一点点的感动的时候，你就把它放在祷告，放在你的默想里面，让神能够继续能够启示你。
Holy Spirit will get involved.
然后圣灵就会做工了。
And then once you've been revealed, then you try to obey what the message brings to you.
所以当圣灵在你心里做工的时候，要告诉你一些事情的时候，你这个是必须顺服。
So that is why we can see that Jesus and the country fellows, they have kind of separate totally. Nobody can touch each one.
所以我们就看到耶稣在这里，然后他的同乡的本乡的人在另外一边，就好像各不相干一样，没有办法有接触点。
They were amazed to each other.
彼此互相的诧异。
But we need to know Jesus is from above to see his country fellows.
那我们知道耶稣他的立足点是在上面的，他是由上往下看的。
He can see very clearly.
他看下面是看得非常的清楚。
But the country fellows they cannot see clearly from above.
那我们知道他的所谓的本家的人，他们是没有办法由下是没有办法看清楚上面的事。
Now I try to encourage some of you here. You have accepted Jesus. That means God has revealed something to you already.
那我想跟有些人一些鼓励哈，如果你已经接受耶稣的，那就表示神已经对你有所启示了。
Would you like to bring this into your prayer and ask God to reveal to you?
那你愿不愿意就是在祷告里面请求神，让神能够继续的启示你呢？
For Christian, the very first step you accept Jesus, the obedience that you need to respond is to be baptized.
然后对基督徒来说，你第一件，当你愿意接受神的时候，第一件要做的事情就是要受浸。
Bring that also into your prayer.
然后请你们把这个受浸的事情也摆在你们的祷告里面。
Let Holy Spirit tell you whether this is a way to obey Jesus.
让圣灵告诉你们，这是不是神所要你顺服的。
If you were baptized.Then you should follow the followings.
然后当你受洗了以后，你就应该做下面的事情。
Like reading Bible.
当然就是要读经。
Prayer.
要祷告。
Assembly.
要聚会。
And ministry.
要侍奉。
This is the way that he will lead you.
这就是神所带领你的道路。
We have prayed for outreach, our friends and loved ones.
我们已经对我们的一些亲朋好友已经祷告了有好一阵子了。
If you bring this into your prayer and meditation,
如果你把这个摆在你的祷告跟默想中，
Holy Spirit will give you the power.
圣灵会给你能量的能力。
You may feel shy or embarrassing to reach people in person.
也许你会觉得跟他们接触好像有点不好意思。
But you know, once you obey, what may happen afterwards?
但我们要知道，当我们顺服的时候，你就不知道有什么事情会成就的。
Right after I accept Jesus, I start right away to reach people for Christ.
当我信主了以后，我马上就出去传福音。
I knew that is the right thing.
我知道这是我应该做的。
My parents can tell you I was a very, very shy person.
那我的父母可以告诉你啊，我是其实一个很内向的人。
Every time my parents' guests come to visit us, I was always stay behind the room.
所以每当有一些我父母的朋友来的时候，我就是会躲在房间里的那种人。
Because I don't know how to talk to strangers.
因为我不知道怎么跟陌生人来交谈。
And I start to stutter.
然后我就开始有点结结巴巴的。
And this kind of personality to reach people for gospel is very tough.
然后像我这种会对陌生人讲话就会结巴的人，让我去接触一些陌生人去传福音的话，不是一件容易的事。
But I try my best to surrender to Jesus.
但是我是尽我的能力顺服神。
And you know, the first time that I start that action, something happened.
当我第一次去有所作为的行动的时候，很奇妙的事情就发生了。
I sense some heat coming out from me.
我就觉得我这里面有一种热能、热量从我里面好像要出来。
I didn't know what's going on.
我不晓得到底是怎么回事。
Then that helped me to overcome.The rest that I concern.
然后这一股热能就帮助我能够克服很多我的所谓的障碍。
And then I look it up into the Bible.
然后我就去查考圣经。
Then I know what the meaning of the filled with the Holy Spirit.
然后我就开始明白哦，原来这个所谓的圣灵充满就是这么一回事。
Would you like to experience to be filled by the Holy Spirit?
我们愿不愿意也能够经历所谓的圣灵充满这件事呢？
It's very simple.
其实很简单。
Just obey.
只要顺服就好了。
And he will do his work.
神他自己会成就他的功。
And later, I even went out to some stranger and knocked their door.
我后来甚至到这个陌生人的地方去敲陌生人的门。
I'm not willing to do that.
如果是靠我自己的话，我实在不想做这个事情。
But the power is overwhelming.
但是这个神的能，这个力量是这么的大。
So I just surrender.
那我就好了，我就投降了。
Then people started talking about experiencing the Holy Spirit. Then I said, I know what's talking about.
所以当人有人提到说圣灵充满这件事情，我就说哦，我知道是怎么回事。
You would rather just stay within your box.
你们是不是愿意就是待在你们那个小小的和那个 box 里面，小小的盒子里面呢，框框里呢
？Or you would allow him to take you out from the box?
还是你愿意让神把你从那个小框框里面拿到外面去呢
？And to know a little bit more about this Almighty God.
然后让你能够知道多一点关于这个神的大能。
Let's roll it back to think about these country fellow of Jesus Nazareth.
所以我们再来回想一下这个耶稣的这个本乡的这些人。
What they have missed.
他们是失去了什么样的机会呢
？Many, many of them now they are in the hell.
很多这些人呢，大概现在都是在地狱里面。
Was that miserable?
是不是一个很痛苦的事情呢
？Just because they stuck with their earthly knowledge.
只是因为他们就是停留在他们所谓的属地的知识里面。
See, Jesus actually has his mercy upon them.
其实神是要给他们恩典的。
Because when he preached and taught in the synagogue, they were somehow touched.
我们看到耶稣在他这个会堂里教训的时候，是有些人是受到感动的。
They even recognize there's some wisdom that very marvelous.
然后他们甚至知道哦，这个人讲的话真的很有智慧，他们就觉得非常惊讶。
They even heard that he performed miracles.
他们也知道他行过很多的奇迹异能。
See, Jesus provide them ramp.
所以你看到神已经给他们这个给他们的所谓的交流道。
They will be able, they got sufficient information or condition to get onto the freeway.
So they already knew a lot of things that can get them on the freeway, can get them on the freeway.
So for Christians, we need to know whether we would rather stay in the ramp or we should get on to the freeway and move forward.
所以我们基督徒就要想一下，我们是不是永远停留这个所谓的快要上交流、快要上 freeway 这个交流道上面呢？还是我们要往前冲呢
？Do you really feel satisfied that you stay with a stagnant status? 10 years ago, me pretty much the same today.
你难道就是满足于这个像十年的你是一样吗？就是没有这个任何的变化呢？
Will you be very interested or curiosity about outside the box?
你会不会有想要知道这个跳出这个框框到这个外面这个世界是怎么一回事呢？有没有这个好奇心呢
？Then when you open the Bible, you will say, "Yes, everything is true. Everything is real because I myself experienced that."
所以唯有你那个跳出框框以后有这个经验了以后，你才会当你看读经的时候，你会说：“对，这就是我自己经历，我就是有这样的经历。”
We need to receive a revelation and accepting and receiving, and then put them into the prayers and meditation.
所以我们就知道，当我们领受了一些启示了以后，我们就要默想，我们要祷告，然后求圣灵能够给我们更多的启示，然后我们就要顺服。
I know that man said to God, "Say, show me, and I will trust in you."
我知道很多人的一个会讲这句话，就说，哎，就你把神拿给我看，我就相信。
This is earthly knowledge.
这是所谓的属地的知识。
But heavenly revelation is God to man said, "Trust me, and I will show you."
但是神的这个启示是说，你先相信了以后，我会。把我自己彰显给你看。
If you really anticipate to know more about God, then just put yourself and surrender to Him.
如果你真的想要多知道一点属神的事情的话，你就要把你自己摆在他的手里，要相信，要信任。
Trust and obey.
就是信靠了以后，就是顺服。
There is no other way.
别无他法。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。